Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Ways to Increase Your Happiness. We all want to know how we can be happier in life, but unfortunately, we also have an enemy who tries to steal our happiness and joy any way possible, like reminding us of our past hurts or current difficulties. But there's hope. Jesus came so we can enjoy a full life in Him. In today's teaching, Joyce helps us discover how we can experience God's peace and be filled with His joy no matter what's happening around us. Now, here's Joyce with the series, Ways to Increase Your Happiness.
Don't always be against yourself and finding something wrong with yourself. The Bible says that a wife should enjoy her husband. And every time I say that in a meeting where I've got a crowd of people, the women all groan. Well, you know what? You can enjoy the person you're married to if you will stop looking at everything that's wrong with them and look at the things that are right with them. I made a list one time of everything that I thought was wrong with Dave and everything I thought was right. And I was really surprised when I got finished. The things that I thought were right that I really enjoyed about him was much, much longer than the three or four things that I thought were a problem. We focus on the right thing and we can increase our happiness. Today, I'm saying to every one of you, if you focus on the right thing, you can increase your happiness. There's something you can do about your level of joy. You don't have to just sit on the sidelines and wait for something to come along and make you happy. If you do that, then you're basing everything on your circumstances. You can make a decision right now today. I am not going to waste any more days of my life being unhappy. Jesus came that I might have and enjoy my life and have it in the full until it overflows. And I'm going to start today enjoying the life that Jesus paid a dear price for me to have. Enjoy the people in your life, even if they're not perfect. The next thing that we can do that will really help our happiness, and this is a big one, is stay in peace. I grew up in a house of turmoil, arguing and anger, and I didn't even really know what peace was until I married Dave, and he was such a peaceful man. And I think I went through all kinds of stages. I resented it for a while because he had something that I didn't have. But he stayed so steady in having peace that eventually I got hungry for the peace that I saw him have. And you know, if you want peace enough, you can have peace, but you may have to do some changing yourself instead of always expecting God to change your circumstances. Let me read you a scripture. John 14:27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." And you know what the Amplified Bible says? Stop allowing yourselves to be upset and disturbed. Stop allowing yourselves to be fearful and intimidated. I love that. Jesus said, "Look, I'm leaving you my peace. It's a gift to you. Here it is." We don't even have to pray for peace because we have peace in us. Jesus is the Prince of Peace and He lives in us. So peace is in us. But if we base everything on our circumstances and what we can see around us, then we're never going to enjoy the peace. So Jesus gives us a job. You know, we're partners with God and He doesn't just do everything for us. Many times He shows us what to do and He gives us the grace to do it. And He said, stop allowing yourselves to be upset and disturbed. Well, you know, I've learned now that when something happens that starts to upset me, the very first thing that I do now is pray. I pray and I give that thing to God. I pray based on Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace that passes understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let me ask you a question. When you have a problem, do you run to the phone and call up one of your friends and ask them what you should do, or just murmur and complain about the situation, or do you go to the throne? I always tell people, don't go to the phone, go to the throne. God's got your answer, not people. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Well, isn't that good? He's saying, don't waste today worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow you'll have some other stuff to deal with. Trust God and let Him take care of things. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. You know what? In Ephesians 6, it says, do all the crisis demands and then stand firmly in your place. Yes, we have a responsibility when we have a problem to do what we can do. Pray about it. Ask God if there's anything you can do. And if He shows you something, then do it. But when you've done what you can do and there's nothing else you can do, then you stand firmly in Christ and you believe that God will do what you cannot do and what no other human being can do, and that will allow you to be in peace. I'm telling you, what we believe determines our joy. Romans 8:6 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. What we think determines our level of happiness in our life. Negative thoughts are going to make you unhappy. Positive thoughts are going to make you happy. Hopeless thoughts will make you miserable. Thoughts full of hope will give you peace. Another thing that really helps us to have peace is not to have your own way all the time. Learn to be adaptable and adjustable. You can't be selfish and be happy at the same time. Refuse to take the care that Satan tries to give you. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care on God, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns. Wow. Once and for all. Maybe I need to do that again. Somebody needs to hear that. Cast all of your care, all of your concerns, all your anxieties, all your worries once and for all on Him, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. God cares about you. He sees you. He sees your situation. And He has an appointed time for your deliverance if you will put your faith, your trust, and your confidence in Him. And if you remember what we read yesterday, we read that whatever we believe, we should also speak it. We believed, and therefore we spoke. So instead of saying, well, God, what are you doing? I don't feel like you're doing anything. Every time that you start to worry about something, just open your mouth and say, God, I believe you're working on my situation. You see, as long as you're believing, God is working. You just try some of these things that I'm telling you, and I can promise you that your happiness will increase. I believe the main thing that allows us to really trust God with our problems is experience. Let's just say that you've been born again for a year, and you know, I've been born again now for over half a century, and I have a lot of experience with God. I've been through the trying to take care of myself and trying to make things happen myself, and I've been through the years of misery that it caused. And so I know now the only way to have peace is to trust God. But let's just say you've just been born again for a year and you're just learning some of these things. Well, it will be more difficult for you to trust God. But every time you do trust Him and you see that He does come through for you, it will be easier for you the next time. Look, I promise you it will get easier and easier. So whatever you do, don't throw in the towel and say this is not going to work, because it will. Cast your care and God will take care of you. Philippians 4:6, I quoted it a few minutes ago, but I want to read it to you. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and here's the biggie, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and keep your mind in Christ Jesus. The next thing we can talk about is, if you want to be happy, is to give your life away. You say, what do you mean by that? I mean, live to obey God and let Him use you to be a blessing to other people, rather than living your life to try to get everything you want. You know, I was born again, filled with the Spirit. I was in ministry. We didn't have any big money problems. Our kids were doing good. Dave and I were doing good. And I still was not happy. And you know, I asked God, why am I not happy? And he told me. Better be careful if you ask God a question, because he will answer you and you may not always love the answer. He said, you're unhappy because you're selfish. Wow. Yes, you can be born again and still be selfish and self-centered. Give your life away. Make your life about giving, about what you can do for other people. Pray for other people and encourage them and compliment them and help them physically. And when people are good to you in your life, show appreciation. Don't just take all your blessings for granted. Give your life away. To have the wonderful life that Jesus promised us, we must forget ourselves, lose sight of ourselves and all of our own interests, the Bible says, and take up our cross and follow him. The cross that Jesus asks us to carry is not poverty and disease and sickness and tragic things happening in our lives, but the cross that he asks us to carry is to live an unselfish life. Don't think all the time, well, what about me? What about me? What about me? Try to be happy for other people. If somebody at your work gets a promotion that you wanted and you don't get it, instead of getting all upset and being mad at them and mad at God and disappointed and depressed, why not just say, God, I trust you. I didn't get that promotion this time, but I believe I'll get it when the time is right. And go tell the other person, congratulations, and I'm happy for you. That's the way we defeat the enemy, not just by playing into his hands and doing the opposite of what God would want us to do. Matthew 16, 24, 25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anybody desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself and all of his own interests, take up his cross and follow me. Now, this doesn't mean that God doesn't want you to take care of yourself. Neither does it mean that you can never do anything for yourself. But it does mean that you shouldn't be spending 99% of your time on yourself and maybe 1% of your time on what you can do for other people. Be aggressive about this. I know in my own life, I purpose to think of people that I can be a blessing to, somebody I can do something for. There's nobody in the world that doesn't like to get a gift. There's nobody that doesn't enjoy a compliment. There's nobody that doesn't appreciate hearing the words, thank you. The more you give out, the happier you're going to be. Acts 20 says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Doesn't seem like it would work, does it? But it does. More blessed to give than to receive.
Thanks for listening. Learn how to find your joy in Christ and hold on to peace in every situation with today's offer, Ways to Increase Your Happiness teaching series. This two-teaching audio series is available now for a gift of any amount in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website, joycemeyer.org, and have it available to stream anytime in your Joyce Meyer app library. You can also call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
The Joyce Meyer Conference is back.
If you will start crying out to God on a regular basis, I need more of you in my life, you better put on your seatbelt and get ready for the ride of your life.
Coming to Atlanta, Georgia, July 29th and 30th. And Austin, Texas, August 19th and 20th with worship by Pat Barrett. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org or call 1-866-C-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.